Welcome to my podcast. This podcast is called Ondernemer in Wonderland in Dutch. And in English, I would translate it into the ecstatic entrepreneur or something. I'm still considering opening an English podcast, but for now, the most of the episodes are still in Dutch. But today's episode is in English, and it's a very special occasion, actually, because today's podcast is an interview with Nicole Felbert. She is one of my students, one of the participants who joined the Miracle Constellations Facilitator Training in June and July this year. She is from South Africa. She works with family constellations, business constellations, and she's guiding others through deeply transformative processes. And in this episode, Nicole shares about her experiences with the Miracle Constellations Facilitator Training and how it contributed, actually, how it added to the modalities that she has already learned, that she's already very familiar with as a family and business constellator. This episode is great for you if you are, well, obviously it's a great episode because it's lovely to hear Nicole's enthusiasm and also the alignment and the clarity in which she expresses herself. It's very enjoyable to hear her speak. But especially if you are a coach or a trainer, a facilitator, a consultant, if you are guiding other individuals, groups, teams, businesses through transformational processes, then this episode is also a great opportunity for you to feel into if the Miracle Constellations framework and the training is of interest to you. There will be a new cohort starting in September. Actually, two cohorts will start in September, a Dutch one and an English one, on the 4th of September. And during the training, you will not only learn and understand the principles of the Miracle Constellations framework and the vision behind it, but obviously also to apply it. But it will also support you in embodying, like fully embodying, a state of surrender, a state of presence, like full presence with all of your experience as a facilitator, but also as a human being, as an entrepreneur. And it will give you the confidence to guide others in a way that feels super light, super playful, and is obviously highly effective. So this is what you will learn during the training, but I will leave you now to listen to the interview so that you can really feel into the experience of a participant. I obviously, me as the trainer, I have a lot of ideas and thoughts that I can share with you, but I feel it's so valuable to hear one of my students, one of the participants, express the impact that the training has on themselves, but also on their community, their clients. So enjoy listening. If you are interested in doing the training, you can find a link to both the Dutch and the English training starting on the 4th of September in the show notes. I would love to welcome you there. But for now, enjoy listening to Nicole.
I'm so happy to do this with you, Nicole. The thing that I would love to start with is just to hear from you how you first got in touch with Bruce Lee and the Miracle Constellations, if you still remember that.
I do remember. And what I remember most about it is your very uplifting energy. I saw on a constellation group, WhatsApp group in South Africa, that you were giving a free business constellation. Or was it a business? It may have been a business or a miracle constellation. I think it was a miracle constellation. So I saw on this WhatsApp group that you were giving a miracle constellation. So I thought, wow, that's really interesting. And I joined up and I did your Miracle Constellation. And I thought, this may be the thing that I've been looking for, because I've been working with family constellations for many years. And it is an amazing modality. And it's also can be very serious. And the Miracle Constellation was so light and forward-looking and something that you could still work with and get so much information out of it, but it had a much lighter feel to it. And I thought, okay, I get it. I've got this. This is so awesome. I think I want to bring this into my work. And I originally thought I wasn't going to do your training because I've done the Family Constellations training and I very much understood your what the concept was from having done a Miracle Constellations. And I thought about it and I was like, oh, but I really should do the training if I'm going to do Miracle Constellations with clients. Doesn't seem right if I don't. And I was like, oh, should I, shouldn't I? And eventually what really tipped it was, I really want to work with you. I would love to do this with you because I love your energy. And I'm so glad I did because I got so much out of doing the training with you. And not just the actual training, but also a year long of In Your Fields group, which has been amazing. And meeting the people that have been there. And I've got so much more than understanding how Miracle Constellations work and your framework and it all written out beautifully and explained beautifully. I also got so much from just who you are and what you have to bring to a group as well, which I'm so grateful for.
Thank you so much. Taking it in. Thank you. Very humbling. Stay in the role of the interviewer. Okay, thank you, Nicole, for sharing that. And so what I understand also from your experience, you had... So you joined the Miracle Constellations Masterclass and you already had experience with Family Constellations and... being in the masterclass actually gave you an idea, oh, this is a nice perspective and how I could work with it. And it feels so much lighter and forward looking. And there was this idea, oh, I could do this with my clients because I get the concept. But then you felt, but I want to do the training with Jorien. I really want to do it with you. You shared already a bit about how, yeah, what it brought you, right? Being in this training together, but also being part of the fields of the community. And if I ask you the question, really zooming in on your experience being part of the training, joining the live sessions, what is the one thing that really stands out for you? What is like the biggest gift that you got out of it for yourself?
Confidence. I got confidence to do this kind of work because we got to practice with each other as well. And although I may have started doing it without having done the training, it actually would have been a block for me. It would have been something where I would have gone, I may have done one and gone, ooh, that didn't go so well. Whereas having done the training with you, I got the full framework. You'd written it all down and I was able to make notes from that and move through it step by step through the weeks that we worked together as well. And then I also gained information on how I might work with it in land constellations and business constellations. And so that has given me confidence to do other kinds of constellations as well, bringing in what I learned from being in the Miracle Constellations training.
Yeah. So confidence, that's the first word that comes up, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And you have a very unique way of showing up and guiding others, very much tuning into to the energy that is available. Yeah. And something that I now remember and just feel into, if you like to share about it, want to talk about it. There was something also about the investment and you set an intention, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I must tell you about the investment because for me, it was, oh, the part of the doing the course was like, do I want to invest this money? Oh, and it was just sat on my heart. And I was like, okay, it really brought me into doing a training of my own. And I was like, if I'm going to do this training, I'm going to make the money back. Because I've done trainings before going, okay, maybe I'll make the money back. And you don't always. And I thought, no, this time I know that I can, and I'm going to do this training. So it really motivated me to do a training that I put together, an alignment reset, which was a 10-day thing. And I put it out there and I made the money back exactly like just a little bit more than what I spent on working with you. And I'm actually going to be doing that same training multiple times. So it's a return on investment. Plus, I get to do this beautiful work with other people as well. And I actually had a client that came to me for a family constellation, and she said, I've got this other thing that I'd like to work on. And I said, well, maybe you want to do a miracle constellation with this. So she came back to me 2 weeks later to do a miracle constellation. So it's come back in so many ways.
Yeah, and it feels like it will expand even more, right? This is just the
Yes.
beginning. And
Definitely.
what there's something in you, so you did something to make this happen. You did something. What within you made this happen, made this possible?
Yeah. So because I felt that for me it was an amount of money that it was very difficult for me to spend, I've really got motivated to put something out there that might bring that money back in. Whereas without that motivation, I would have maybe have sat on it for a little bit longer and procrastinated on it until it became something that was, oh no, I don't need to do that, which has happened before to me. And so I had this fire in me to go, no, you are going to do this. And I do want to put my thing out and see, right? Because it doesn't matter if it actually doesn't make the money back. I wasn't like, it has to make the money back. It was just like, I'm curious about it. I became curious about if this would actually make the money back for what I spent on the course. And it
Of course it did.
did.
Yeah. And I love this story because actually it relates very much to the Miracle Constellations framework, right? You really set a clear intention and not from a place of scarcity. So not I must make the money back or else. But I'm so curious. I want to know what happens if I like let this fire do its thing and really feel the motivation. It's really a very clear intention that you've set, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. It was that clear intention, and that I learned in a new way how to present that clear intention from doing your training.
Yeah. And what would you like to share about that? So what was new for you? What did you learn around the theme of intention setting in the training?
So a lot of it is things that I knew already, but I often feel with teachers that they give a transmission when they're teaching. And that was definitely true for my experience with you. So when you hear it in a new way from a teacher that has embodied it, something else happens. And that transmission can come and land a bit deeper. And so I think that's what the difference was for me, the transmission that you brought and landed in different ways for me that I could embody myself or play with myself until I worked, I'm still working with it. And the other thing for me is that you are very positive and you gave a lot of positive feedback that was not just useful and practical, but also very uplifting. So where I might be have some lack of self-worth issues, you are noticing and going, hey, I'm seeing this, and how about this? So you've given practical. I can't think of a particular practical advice yet, but I'm just trying to think if I can remember something in particular that you said, but you said multiple times different things that was helpful, that made me feel, oh yes, I can do this.
Yeah.
And not just to me, to other people as well. So it's hearing you say it to me and hearing you say it to other people, and it's clicking. It's like, oh yes, I need to remember this with your energy.
Yeah. So it's actually two things, right? It's the literal content, or the things that you learn from the feedback that you receive, but also from the feedback that other people receive, combined with the energy. You call it a transmission that is transmitted during the training, right? And that helps it to land for you in different ways, so that you can feel it or integrate it without necessarily knowing like these are the steps or these are the words you need to use. Or am I right in that way, in that sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it lands. It lands because it's your body's knowing that you're giving to me and to the group. And
yeah,
then that lands. It's not just something that you learned and think is great and you agree with and you're telling me. It's something
yeah.
that you know in your body. That's the transmission. I
yeah.
feel your knowing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it takes one to know one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe that too. So you already shared a little bit. I think that confidence is like a very important word, right? Also in the process after finishing the training, or while doing the training, you've been guiding other people already through family constellations and adding miracle constellation. But I remember also you are combining elements of both. And you've shared with me a bit about business constellations, land constellations. And from that, I believe I heard that you feel even more confidence to explore and experiment with more different modalities of constellation work.
Yeah, so actually it feels like the constellation work that I've been doing, that I've experienced and practiced with friends as well, like the land constellations, it's given me a new perspective on how to work with it. So what I love about miracle constellations is that it's not just me tuning in, because in a one-on-one family constellations, I'm tuning in for the client, or I'll lead them through a process. Whereas the miracle constellations, they are tuning in for themselves, and where they're getting stuck, then I can come in. Then I can ask questions to bring them into alignment, or say, how does this feel? But I'm also, yeah, I love that I can get the client to tune in as well. And that's very empowering. I absolutely love that. And I love the idea of bringing that into other constellation work. And it's very exciting for me to have that as a possibility to do with business constellations, because I think that's extremely empowering for any business to really get guided into what their knowing is. And that's the work that I do in my one-on-one longer term work, and bringing in that constellations where they can do that as well, where they can really tune in and know for themselves, it starts to arise for themselves, is just so beautiful to work with. It lights me up.
I can see it in your face. And this is different, right? So before you felt I'm tuning in, and now you open up the space for them to get access to what they need to know. And the moment that they get stuck, you give them a little bit of direction and guidance to retrieve even more wisdom inside of themselves.
Yes, yes.
And I'm curious, Nicole, how, because I can fully understand or imagine that this also impacts your experience as a facilitator. What is the difference from before? How do you feel differently now?
So doing family constellations with people is very satisfying because it goes really deep. Doing miracle constellations with people feels light and fun. And so I'm not spending my days just going deep, and also going deep is sometimes too much for people. And with miracle constellations, they can get very deep insights, but they don't have to dig too deep into their past to get those insights. And so it is light, and we do keep it quite a lot lighter. And even with the business constellations, doing it in that way, it's feeling a lot lighter. It is a bit more serious when you're doing a business constellation, so far that I've found, but it's keeping it light. And so I'm coming out of the facilitation feeling like I've had a real like just a really good interaction with a person. Like it feels like we've connected and enjoyed ourselves together and got so much information out of it.
Yeah. So it feels lighter, and but you do get to the point where they need to be, right? You do get to the transformation or the clarity that your clients desire, but it feels lighter. And there is this depth, but there's not the like
The digging.
the digging. Yeah. A depth without digging. I love that.
Yes,
Put it on a
I
t-shirt.
love
Yeah.
that. Depth without digging, that's
I'm
brilliant.
gonna write that one down. It's my next post on Instagram.
Yes.
I will quote you, depth without digging. Oh, I love that. Yeah. So, and I really love that you have this experience with family constellations and business constellations already, because you can really tell the difference, right? And it's not that one is better than the other, but it's just
No.
different, right?
Yeah, it is. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And definitely for me, another part is that I felt that some people don't want to do the digging and they don't want to go back into their past again because they've done that already. But there's still something sitting there. And miracle constellations can allow people to do some work and bring out what is needed to move forward without going into past pains. I have experienced places where maybe that's needed, but it was actually because we had intended to do a family constellations and then brought in the miracle constellations, which then brought in the lightness and then went back into the
So if I understand correctly, this actually the miracle constellation in those cases helps as an opening for people who there's still some digging or needed to do, but it's maybe too hard to really focus on that. But the miracle constellation actually facilitates, makes it easier for them to go there.
In some cases, yes, and in other cases, it's actually it's a shortcut. In some cases, it's actually just a shortcut to go, I know what I need to do. I don't need to do the digging. Sometimes we do need to go back to that feeling place and understand where that came from and neutralize it and embody it. And sometimes we can go straight to the miracle constellation and go, I already know what I need to do from here. I don't need to do all that other stuff. I've done it. Or I'm just ready to step forward. I'm ready to step forward, and the miracle constellation can help you step forward. And it is miraculous because things really open up in that miracle constellation. It's not just insights that's like, oh my gosh, yes, why I knew this, but I hadn't formulated it yet. But it's also helping shift things into a space where Oh, yes, I can. This is possible. And it's helping the field open that possibility up, which is where the magic comes in.
And I would love, actually, if I don't, I would love to hear a little bit more about the magic, because what the obviously the field opens up.
Yes.
So how does that show itself in real life?
Yes. So if I think about in the training, I did a lot of miracle constellations myself as part of the training. And one of the things that I worked on was bringing more people into the container that I was building in order to make the money back. And this the con so I'm just thinking how to say this. I didn't get all the people until quite near the end. A lot of people, some people came, like I had two people that came on straight away, and then there was a big space until the very end where any facilitators listening to this knows that space. You know, they're like, oh, do I cancel? Because you know, especially when it's a live, an in-person event, you're like, oh, there's the venue and the this and the that. But it's that space where you have to just trust. And those miracle constellations allowed me to trust and go, I'm going to do this anyway. And I knew I needed a certain amount of people to make it kind of work. But I also just opened up from because I did those miracle constellations. Something in me didn't get too low or too desperate around, oh, I've put all this work into this offering and is it gonna happen? So because I was able to, I think I did two or three miracle constellations because I was already in the fields working with people as well, and I worked on it there. And so I really think that helped a lot. And then on another kind of more practical aspect, I did a miracle constellations with a client, and we spoke about her being ready for a man to come into her life. And she's been waiting a very long time. And I saw her just the other day, and she was so excited. She's like, Nicole, I've been waiting to speak to you because the man has come into my life. And she's like, I don't know if it's gonna like which way it's gonna go, if he's gonna end up being a friend or any or something more, but we're exploring this. And so she had been literally waiting a long time for this to happen. And just a few weeks after our miracle constellations, this really big thing that she'd been waiting for happened to come into her life. So yeah.
I love that.
Amazing.
So
That's the
and what
magic.
I know I love it. And what do you believe is the one thing that makes this magic possible? And maybe you cannot answer that question, but I'm just curious what your answer to that will be. Why is it happening?
For me, it's belief. There's something. So, you know, your inner world creates your outer world. So what you think starts to show in your outside world. And so when you can shift your perspective on something, when you can open up to something else being a possibility, and really not really open to that. Without needing it, I think the miracle constellation creates that space. And also, having worked in the field for a long time, working with family constellations, I know that when we create a space for us to work in the field, and we are setting an intention for the field to work for us. Something else happens as well. And as a facilitator, I know that setting that intention and setting that space before I work with someone, it's not me. I'm just holding the space. I'm just showing up, like you say, and the field does the work and I stay present. Thank
Yes.
you for that beautiful saying, because that's really stuck with me. And So there's magic in that. There's nothing I have to do other than what I naturally do, which is showing up and being there with people and helping them to open up the pathways, which the field does as well, because it shows you. And the other thing that I like to do, because I like to work with truth, with a capital T, I don't want to just move things how you want it. Because to me, that's that you're not going to feel it as deeply. I like to facilitate people to go, where does it feel like we can move this? And when they've moved the pieces, how does that feel? Does it feel like, I know it's what you might be what you want, but how is that feeling? Which is another part of why I love miracle constellations, because you have taught us to work with situations and people, what I would call blind, without knowing what it is. And so you can really, the client can really feel into the energetic of that without the story behind it, knowing what it is. And I think that's just brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. This actually gives me a lot of clarity also about the process from another perspective. So thank you for sharing that. And so we are almost nearing the end. And I think there's two questions I would love to ask. One is, why would you recommend the training to other people? And the other one is, maybe if we have some time left, is there something you'd like to share about your experience in the fields, being part of the community that you are part of? So why would you recommend other people to do the Miracle Constellations Facilitator training?
I would highly recommend people to do the Miracle Constellations Facilitator training. To learn this modality is really a beautiful tool in your toolbox and something that adds to a lot of different modalities, and also to work with you, with your uplifting presence, with your transmissions, and with your understanding of the embodiment of the work and all the new nuances that you've brought to me have been very special. And so I highly recommend it.
Thank you so much.
And what was the other question?
Oh, being part of the field. So but now, we have now still the opportunity. Everybody who signs up for the training gets 1 year of free access to the fields, and we gather every month together, and I never know what to expect in the beginning of those sessions, but I really like, I facilitate the fields do the work, and I stay present, and a lot of beautiful stuff, but unknown stuff comes up during those sessions. So I'm really curious to hear about your experience being part of that.
Yeah, I've loved the experience of being in the field so far. I have the first session that I did in the fields, I met some amazing people, and I worked with someone that works with constellations.
Fields do work, yeah.
Let me go back a few steps. So my first session in the fields was really beautiful. I loved meeting the people there, and I worked with someone that worked a little bit differently to how I've ever worked before. So I really enjoyed seeing how other people work, and I can take on some of what they've shown me, and I can also imbue and impart what I know. So it's a give and take. And the other part, the last fields that I did with you was so powerful. You brought in some really deep understandings for the body and embodiment that I am still sitting with and working with, and have brought it into some of my trainings as well in a different way from how I've experienced it. So it's not just about doing miracle constellations and practicing miracle constellations. It's also you've brought in really interesting concepts that don't even have anything to do with miracle constellations that have been incredible. I hope you can't hear the people in the garden.
A tiny little bit, but I enjoyed it. And the birds.
Oh, the birds, yes.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, that's great to hear also about how you experience being part of the fields. And yeah, I believe that, and I love that you mentioned that, which is not even about, it's got nothing to do with miracle constellations. I actually, for me, miracle constellations are sort of a Trojan horse for radical
Yes.
self-expression and full embodiment of who we truly are.
I love that.
And I
Yes.
disguised it as miracle constellation.
And that's the transmission, right? That's what I actually was wanting. I mean, I wanted the miracle constellations as well, but I wanted that, like that, you know, you bringing like that expression. And the joy of life and the allowing of that.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. And I still, every time when I hear you talk, I have this image of you peeling an orange and
Yes.
getting to the juicy nectar of it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Oh.
so yeah, when you were speaking about letting the bones support the body in that last field session, oh, that meant so much to me because I keep going back to that. I keep going back to that allows me to relax my body. Yeah, more than a lot of other things. It's just like, whoa, you are being it's and it's not just the bones supporting the body, it's also you are being supported. There's nothing you have to do.
Yeah,
And so
yeah.
I can relax my face because my fascia will hold my face up. I don't have to like keep my eyebrows up so that I can see. And you know, I do that, and then I'm like, oh no, just relax, just be in the body. So that transmission was a big one for me.
Wow, this inspires me like a lot. This motivates me a lot. That also to, it reminds me that I am fully on the right track here with
Yes.
this, and I'm having such a great time doing.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so speaking to you, well, obviously this is like this interview is to help other people get a bit of an idea what to expect, because it's like the weirdest thing, miracle constellations, if you do not know, if you specifically if you don't ever have experienced constellations before. But hearing other people talk about their experience is just very helpful to feel into the impact of it. And but it I really it's really nourishing for me to receive your reflections and your experiences. So I'm very grateful that you took the opportunity to share your experiences with me. It's like whoa, fires up my whole day.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about it, because it's amazing to give back and to also experience what I've experienced through the voicing of it. And
Yeah.
there's another piece that I want to say to you, because one of the feedbacks that I got on the training that I put together for that was inspired by doing the Miracle Constellations training was that they had never been on a training with someone that was so light and laughing and enjoying the what they were giving as much before. And I really got that from you, your naturalness and your laughter and just your being who you are, and your lightness was just, yeah, that allowed me to go, oh, I can do that as well.
Full permission. Yeah, it's
Yeah, full
yeah,
permission. Oh,
yeah.
that's the other thing you bring a lot is like full permission. Yes, okay. Thank you for reminding me. Thank you for, and it's not just a reminder. It's like, oh, I feel that. Full permission. Oh,
Yeah,
I
let's
feel it
fucking
from you.
go. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. This is the whole point, right? So your light has been reignited, and you feel permission and allowance, and you're doing it, bringing that into the world, and that's the most beautiful thing there is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and having a good time doing it.
Exactly. It is.
Oh,
It's such a beautiful thing.
thank you so much, Nicole. And is it, I think this was the last thing you wanted to share, right? Or is there
Yes.
some last words you feel that need to be expressed, or
No,
maybe a
just thank you so
question that you
much.
have?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I'm so pleased. I'm so grateful for you and for doing this training with you, and to know that it's okay to spend the money to do this kind of training. And not only okay, but that, yes, life has shown me, yes, your intuition around doing it was correct. And now I have full permission.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Ondernemer in Wonderland, the Ecstatic Entrepreneur, and this interview with Nicole. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I just think it's lovely to hear this woman speak. And I hope that it gave you a good idea of what to expect in the Miracle Constellations Facilitator Training. And also becoming part of the Fields, our international community of Miracle Constellators. Once you join the training, you automatically get 1 year free membership of the Fields. And this is a beautiful co-creative space that, in addition to the training, supports you in fully embodying that miraculous life, actually, that I intend to live fully and share with the world. So the training starts on September 4th. We have a Dutch group and an English group starting. The live sessions on Zoom are every Friday for 5 weeks. So we have 2-hour sessions every week on Friday. And during these sessions, you will connect with the group. We will co-create together. You will experience demo constellations, but also guide other people through constellations already from day one. There's a lot of space for individual feedback during the training. So to support you in growing your confidence, but also, and this is what I feel is very, very important, the framework is basically just a framework. It's a three-step process. But in my vision, the vision behind the Miracle Constellations framework is that anybody can do it. So you do not need any coaching or constellation education or background before you start doing this training. So it's very down to earth, very basic training. But the focus during the training is on fully expressing your own unique gift, vocalizing who you are, as who you essentially are, and expressing that through the process of facilitation. So the whole training is a huge invitation to reconnect with your unique gift, but also with your desire. Who are the people that you would love to work with? Who, like, what are the circumstances you want to create your life and business with? What are the themes that are most of interest to you? But most of all, who are you essentially, and how do you want to express yourself in a way that feels deeply, deeply natural and satisfying to you? Because that is actually what the whole training is about fully connecting you and people in your community, your clients, to their deepest desire and anything that is possible for them. So this is what's happening in the live sessions every Friday. Next to that, there is an extensive reader available in the Bruce Lee Academy, where all the underlying concepts of the Miracle Constellations framework are explained. So there will be a chapter about quantum physics, how we make use of the observer effect during Miracle Constellations to help truly shift reality, shift your perspective on your reality, which actually opens up the space for new opportunities to arrive at your doorstep or your client's doorstep. And there's also over 6 hours of video content to support you in understanding all of that at an even deeper level, but also in fully embodying that miraculous life. What do you need? Who do you need to be? Like, what identity do you need to step into as a Miracle Constellations facilitator? And how can you make it easy for yourself, but also for your clients to get to truth, to get to transformation? So these videos in the Bruce Lee Academy will support you in that. And other than that, we have a couple of guided audio constellations available for you in the Academy. And there is a very active online community Where you can connect with other miracle constellators, find practice buddies, ask your questions, share experiences. So this is a bit of a recap of the training. And if you wish to learn more, then please go to one of the links that I put in the show notes to read more about the training, to read some testimonials, and to eventually to sign up for the training if that is what you wish to do. I would love to welcome you there. You can follow me on Instagram or subscribe to my newsletter if you want to stay updated about the training, about the free Miracle Constellations masterclasses that I host every now and then. And I can't wait to see you either in the training or at one of my events. Have a wonderful day.